Outside the box, looking for ideas that are good for you, even if they aren't good for me. Today's topic is altruism. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about the role of self-interest in helping people do things that are good, not just for themselves, but in some cases for others and even the world. However, if we operated only on self-interest, we might be stepping on others to benefit ourselves. The world would be a pretty screwed up place. An alternative to self-interest is altruism, doing things for others without regard to whether or not they would benefit us. One definition is, quote, unselfish regard for or devotion to the welfare of others, end quote. Altruism might logically exist among families or close friends, parents and children, siblings, relatives, best buddies. But it also occurs among people who are acquaintances or even have never met. It seems to me that the more altruistic the society, the more vibrant and caring it is. Shouldn't this be a goal for us in this country, despite a culture that often is based on me first and greed is okay? There are also many situations where we engage in sharing and cooperation. In those, there's both self-interest and altruism. But let's look for situations where the altruist does something without any expectation of personal benefit. This is harder to find because many times people do things for others in order to get personal satisfaction. It may be an ego boost, even if no recognition or appreciation for the act is expected. People might act with the hope that, if they have a similar crisis, someone will help them as well. I'd still call this altruism, since there's no certainty or expectation of a reward for that act. Here are a few examples where I think the altruism is almost pure. Caring for a relative or another person at the expense of one's own income, freedom, or way of life. Drivers going out of their way to stop and maybe driving a different route for the benefit of a hitchhiker. Drone bees sacrificing themselves to protect their queen. Elected officials committing so-called political suicide by voting their conscience on a proposed bill. Humans or animals refusing food or freedom unless the same benefits are extended to their cohorts, or sharing limited food with others. Giving a seat to someone else on a crowded bus or subway. Making an anonymous donation. Creating open source computer software designed to be accessible to all users without gaining personal profit. Also, Wikipedia. Doing any pay-it-forward action where the payer hasn't already received a similar payment. Giving blood. And the classic example, anyone risking their own life or safety to prevent injury or death to another. Are we naturally unselfish? Is that quote in the previous Outside the Box an overstatement, declaring that 95% of all actions are selfish? How can we make altruism more the rule than the exception? And what would our world be like if we did? How often do you practice altruism? And how can we promote more such acts? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for opportunities to be altruistic every day.